Tuesday was election day across both Arkansas and Missouri. Both Arkansans and Missourians chose Donald Trump as their next president. For the Missouri U.S. Senate race, Josh Hawley was the winner. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe is the winner there. Missouri U.S. House District 8, Jason Smith, the winner. For Missouri State Senate District 25, Jason Beam was the winner. Missouri State House District 143, Benny Cook was the winner. And Missouri State House District 153, Keith Elliott was the winner. In Missouri, Amendment 3, the abortion amendment, passed with 1,394,897 votes. The ranked choice Amendment 7 also passed. In Arkansas, for treasurer, John Thurston was the winner. Arkansas U.S. House District 1, Rick Crawford was the winner. And Arkansas House District 30, Fran Kavanaugh was the winner. For the Arkansas Issue 1, the lottery scholarship, that passed. In Howe County on Tuesday, for Northern District Commissioner, the winner was Calvin Wood with 5,580 votes. Bill Eccles had 913. For Howe County Coroner, the winner was James T. Tim Cherry with 15,271 votes. Jeffrey Collins had 2,626 votes. In Fulton County, the voting's still not complete. There was some issues with ballot counting for the early voting. Because of that, they have not completed that. They expect to do that today. What we have so far, this is all of the other voting, not counting the early voting. Justice of the Peace District 5, Scott Watkins with 72 votes, Zach Branscombe with 54. Mammoth Spring Alderman, Ward 2, Position 1, Barry O'Dell with 85 votes, Dan Grant 52. Mammoth Spring Recorder Treasurer, Jim Mills with 96 votes, June Grant with 40. Viola Alderman, Position 4, Melinda Ray with 63 votes, Jesse Leon Johnson with 17. Ash Flat Alderman, Ward 2, Position 2, Danny Traw with 7 votes, Ryan Carl Pitts with 4. Hardy Alderman, Ward 1, Position 1, Laura Smith with 4 votes, Jeannie Kaufman with 2. Hardy Alderman, Ward 1, Position 2, Penny Mendez Allen with 3 votes, Amy Renee Clay Thomas with 3 votes. Hardy Alderman, Ward 2, Position 1, Natalie Quentin Dubois with 4 votes, Larry Tiger with 2 votes. In Douglas County, Missouri, the use tax passed with 3,917 votes. The no votes were 3,071. And in Ripley County, for public administrator, Donna Barnett was the winner with 4,550 votes. Mary Dean Gray had 910 votes. The Ripley County question failed with 3,403 no votes and 2,203 yes votes. In Baxter County on Tuesday, for Justice of the Peace District 2, Mike McDonald the winner, 1,735 votes. Johnny Rickman had 337. For Baxter County Justice of the Peace District 3, Rick Steiner was the winner, 1,645. Donnie Huffin with 364. Baxter County Justice of the Peace District 7, Bob Nault the winner, 1,341 votes. Derek Huber with 505 votes. Mountain Home City Council, Ward 1, Position 1. The winner was Bob Van Heren with 2,868 votes. Paige Wolf had 2,276. Mountain Home City Council, Ward 4, Position 1. Jim Bodenhammer, the winner with 3,258 votes. Michelle Linham had 2,034 votes. For Norfolk Recorder Treasurer, Hannah Martin, 113 votes. Candace May Lewis with 97. Norfolk City Council, Ward 1, Position 1, Mark Conley with 118 votes, William Goodman with 98. Norfolk City Council, Ward 1, Position 2, Chrissy Cook, 122 votes, Harry Roderick with 91. Norfolk Council, Ward 2, Position 1, Hannah Gilmer with 111 votes, Philip Stultz with 101. Norfolk City Council, Ward 3, Position 1, Jason Frazier with 108 votes, Angie Parnell, 107 votes. Norfolk City Council, Ward 3, Position 2. Lacey Baker with 109 votes. Kay Gregg with 107 votes. In Cotter, for the Sunday alcohol sales, there was 243 votes for, 155 against. In the vote on the repeal of the ordinance that permits short-term rental of homes in all zone districts throughout the city of Norfolk, It was that failed, 137 against 89 for. Izzard County voting on Tuesday. This is not complete like Fulton County. There were some issues with tabulating the early voting. So this is all the voting except for the early voting that is expected to come in today. For Horseshoe Bend, Alderman Ward 1, Position 1, Luther Yancey has 84 votes, Troy Maxim with 68. Horseshoe Bend, Alderman Ward 1, Position 2, Brian Miller, 80 votes, Loretta Perkey with 72. Horseshoe Bend, Ward 2, Position 1, Janetta Hilliker with 146, Seal Shore with 110. Horseshoe Bend, Ward 2, Position 2, Anthony Tony Booth, 131, Sheila Turner, 124. Horseshoe Bend, Ward 3, Position 1, Travis Raines, 144, Uriah Meade with 84. Horseshoe Bend, Ward 3, Position 2, David Vickers, 124, George Williamson, 101. Horseshoe Bend, Ward 4, Position 1, Donald Donnie Dawson with 252, Carol Spencer, 143. Horseshoe Bend, Ward 4, Position 2, Sean Draper with 232 votes, Raul Johnson with 156 votes. Horseshoe Bend Recorder-Treasurer, William T. Vanderpaz, with 551 votes, Amberly Martin, 468. Melbourne Council, Ward 3, Position 1, Mikhail McSpadden, 46 votes, Jerry Crosby, with 45. Oxford Council, Ward 1, Position 1, Douglas Yancey, 113 votes, Jason Morgan, with 97. The abolishment of the MIRD in Horseshoe Bend, the votes were 676 for and 369 against. Tax for the city parks in Izzard County, the votes were 587 against, 456 for. In Randolph County, for Pocahontas City Council, Ward 3, Position 2, Tim Smith was the winner with 910 votes, Tara Todd, 753. For the O'Keene City Council, Position 2, Philip Roth had 11 votes, Daniel Ball had 6 votes. On Tuesday in Sharp County for Ash Flat City Council, Ward 2, Position 2, Danny Traw had 199 votes, Ryan Carl Pitts with 133. For Evening Shade City Council, Position 6, Angela Haley has 83 votes, Stephen Burkhart with 76. Hardy City Council, Ward 1, Position 1, Gina Kaufman, 168 votes, Laura Smith, 140 votes. For Hardy City Council, Ward 1, Position 2, Amy Renee Clay Thomas has 188 votes, Penny Mendez Allen, 130. For Hardy City Council, Ward 2, Position 1, Natalie Quintana Dubois, 113 votes, Junior Wise, 101, Larry Tiger with 93. In Lawrence County, for the library millage, that failed, 3,732 against and 1,858 for. Lawrence County Justice of the Peace District 2, Frank Brewer has 430 votes, Donald Ritchie, 252. Lawrence County Justice of the Peace District 9, Troy Owens with 401 votes and Alex Latham with 298. Lynn City Council, Position 2, Debbie Emerson with 64 votes, Brenda Voiles, 37. Lynn City Council, Position 4, Rodney Parker, 87 votes, Jonathan Allen, 14. Black Rock City Council, Ward 1, Position 2, Megan Carey, 157 votes, Gail Brock, 52 votes. Hoxie City Council, Ward 2, Position 2, Carrie Hancock with 379 votes, and David Watson with 286 votes. Hoxie City Council, Ward 3, Position 2, Jerry Decker, 334 votes, and Josh Ferguson, 330 votes. Two Wright County poll workers drowned Tuesday when their car was swept away by floodwaters. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports that the vehicle was swept off Route H near the Beaver Creek. No names are being released, but we're told the victims were a 70-year-old man and a 73-year-old woman from Wright County. The incident happened around 4 a.m. Tuesday morning. Governor Mike Parson activated the Missouri State Emergency Operation Plan for flooding in Howell, Ozark, Shannon, and Texas counties. The governor said that with several areas of Missouri already impacted by this week's storms and heavy rainfall. He wants to ensure that state resources are available should further disruptions or damage occur. He also said that this action enables the state to better prepare and ready to assist the communities with response and recovery. A man from Alton was arrested by the Oregon County Sheriff's Department on Tuesday. 69-year-old Carol Thomas Fitchett was arrested on an Oregon County warrant for felony aggravated fleeing, felony resisting arrest by fleeing, creating a substantial risk of serious injury or death, misdemeanor operating a motor vehicle in a careless and imprudent manner, failure to register a vehicle, failure to maintain financial responsibility. He is being held in the Thayer jail with bail set at $2,500 cash or surety. The American Red Cross has opened a shelter for residents affected by the flooding and flash flooding. The shelter opened at 8 p.m. last night. It was located at the FEMA shelter at 191 First Street in Houston, Missouri. The role of the Red Cross in any disaster is to focus on addressing the immediate needs of those affected. The Red Cross is coordinating with community, government, and emergency management officials to determine assistance needed. More information about that is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.